This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I am Iyamla. I've been very open about the fact that I was not always good at making my relationships work. I have been divorced 3 times, twice from the same person. In other words, I have seen a lot and failed a lot in my relationships. So I am here to share with you what I learned along the way, because I did take copious notes. Welcome to the R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. When you act like you don't know what you do know, you'll get so confused until you won't know. And sometimes in relationships, we love to act like we don't know what we do know. And then what we do is we try to go outside of ourselves to get someone to agree that we don't know what we do know. Isn't that confusing? Don't act like you don't know what you do know. And don't try to get anything outside of yourself to prove either that you don't know or to validate what you do know. Know what you know. Just know what you know. And even if you're mistaken in what you know, you're going to learn something. You will learn something. That's what my next caller is up against. Acting like she doesn't know what she does know and trying to get someone to validate that she does know it. Oh, it's so confusing. Just listen. Greetings, beloved, and welcome to the R-Spot. What is your relationship challenge, issue, dilemma that we can nibble on together today?
Well, it's an honor to speak with you, first of all. And my situation is I've been dating this guy for 2.5 years. And last year, I felt like it wasn't going anywhere. I never met his children, grandchildren, or anyone in his family. He hadn't met anyone in my family, nor my grown children. So he was supposed to propose to me in January, but I ended up getting COVID last year, and he had family issues. So we postponed it. This year in February, he proposed, I accepted it, but nothing has changed. If you ask me, do I trust him? No. And I'm at the point now I stopped wearing the ring. I'm willing to walk away. So now he feels like to keep me, he wants to go to counseling. But I'm like, you really don't want to go to counseling with me because it's going to get deep. And it's things that I've been holding on to that I want to say to him. But he's the type of man, we both are Leos. So So we're dominant people and we're stubborn at the same time. So every time you have a conversation with him deep, he goes into this defensive mode and saying that, you know, he's busy, he don't want to talk about it. So that's where he felt like counseling should come in. But I need some advice because right now I don't want to go to counseling. I don't see the purpose of it because of the way the past is. And it's a lot more to this situation. And I know you don't have all day to listen to this problem. So what would you advise, give me advice on?
Well, I don't give advice. What I can do is support you in telling the truth and making a choice. That's what I can support you in doing. But advice, I don't have no advice.
Okay.
What is your question?
Is it, do I stay or do I go?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you.
I don't.
Do you stay or do you go? Do you stay with the man that you've been dating for 2.5 years who's never met your children? Do you stay with a man for 2.5 years whose family you've never met? Do you stay with a man you've been dating for 2.5 years who has children that you've never met? Do you stay with a man who for 2.5 years has indicated that he's not being fully honest and present with you? Do you stay with that man? Oh,
no.
So what's your question?
No, I answered my own question. Yes.
Wow, aren't you brilliant?
Yes, I need a degree. But that's the truth, and I think I don't want to face the facts that I need to go because I do love them, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. I find myself more sad when I'm with him than happy. So, and even if I did stay and I married him, I have a lot to lose. That means financially, that means I'll move out my house, move in his house, and it's too much giving up my independence and my control of my life to live with someone that I'm not 100% sure. So I think my advice to myself and is that I'm going to leave. I'm definitely going to leave.
Okay. So why haven't you done it? Why haven't you done it thus far?
I did do it 2 days ago. I did. And I blocked him and everything off of social media and talking to him and things like that. I did do it. But I don't know where I get the strength from when he calls on another phone or from someone else that I find myself, oh, maybe we can work this out. But we just keep going around in the same wheel and we're going nowhere. And I'm just tired. I'm burnt out. And I just want to be happy. I could be happy by myself or maybe happy with someone else. But I can't see myself happy with him. And even if we did get married, I would find myself, be honest, I would find myself cheating on him. And I don't want to be in a marriage that I will find myself not being faithful.
Why would you marry a man that you've been dating for 2 years and he's never met your children? Why would you marry a man that you've been dating for 2.5 years and you've never met his children or his family? Why would you marry a man that doesn't make you happy, that doesn't make you want to be a better woman? Why would you marry a man like that? Are you drinking something? Are you smoking something? What are you thinking?
No. What I think it is, it's more, and my mom had 5 children. All of them been married. I'm the youngest, never been married. And it's just the thought of being married. I don't mind growing old and being by myself. I mean, I have fun by myself. I enjoy traveling and things, but it was just the thought of someone thought enough of me to want to be their wife and then my husband, but he's not husband material. I already broke it off. It's just that I have to have that willpower when he calls not to jump in my car and go to Charlotte to see him. That's where I need my willpower and my strength to be just to say, no, I'm not coming there and you're not coming to my area.
And what do you do when you jump in your car and go to Charlotte? What do you tell yourself?
When I get there, I don't go to his house. I check in a hotel and I will do little errands and stuff, go to the mall and things like that. And once he fly in and he goes to his house, he'll call me and then he'll say, you want to have dinner or something like that. And then from there, I see him and then he leaves, I leave, and I drive back to my hometown.
Now, what kind of rabbit ass sense does that make? Does that make sense to you? Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat.
It doesn't.
You know, as a woman, I want you to know that I totally understand that in the world today with, you know, all that we see and hear about relationships, how we're so programmed and conditioned to compare ourselves to other people. As a woman, I totally understand that you want somebody to choose you.
Yes.
As women, we just want him to, somebody choose me. I want you to choose me. I want you to say that I'm the one you want. Now, you could be bald with three teeth, stinky breath, a pot belly, and run over shoes. But I want you to choose me. Somebody choose me.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing here. But what is it that's choosing you? And bigger than that, what does it mean to be married? What are you telling yourself it means to be married? Because the truth is, once you had sex, you were married. According to universal law, you don't need a piece of paper from the courthouse. You consummate the union.
Yes, that's true.
With intimate relations, that's number one. But number two, marriage is a unity, a joining together of minds, hearts, and communities. It's clear that y'all's communities ain't joined because they ain't never met each other. So that's out.
Yes.
It's clear that your minds are not joined because you say clearly you're marrying material and he's not. Have y'all ever discussed what his vision is, what your vision is, what's the vision for your union? You all have children, you're not having children. So what are you coming together to do? What are you coming together to be in the world? How does your union make the world and your community and your family a better place? Have you all had that discussion?
We can't have discussions like that because we end up arguing and hanging up and he end up blocking me. So if we don't, that's why he wanted counseling. But going to counseling and someone sitting there listening to this story, I feel slow and like I'm something mentally is wrong with me. And he's not going to be honest. So I just look at it as a waste of money.
Let me say this to you. I want you to hear me, okay? I want you to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to really, really listen to me. Listen to me with your hair and your ears. Listen to me with your fingernails. I think you had them done recently, huh?
Yes.
Did you have your nails done?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do it right after this break.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva,
Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Welcome back. I am Yamla, and this is the R Spot. Okay, I want you to hear me. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong staying in this relationship, but you did make a mistake, and it's okay.
Okay.
Why do you think I'm saying that to you?
I believe what you're saying to me is that I didn't do anything wrong physically, mentally, emotionally in this relationship, but I did do something wrong. I feel like I did something wrong by staying and knowing that it was wrong to stay when I should have been left, not calling you and telling you to confirm what I already felt. I should have took initiative way before this and left the relationship. I should have been left.
Let me coach you a little bit here.
Okay.
Not that you should have or you did something wrong. The mistake was not telling yourself the truth about what you were seeing. That was a mistake.
Yes.
Okay, it wasn't wrong. It was a mistake. You didn't tell yourself the truth about what you were seeing. Another possible mistake that you made was thinking it was going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that was a mistake. Yeah, yeah. And not wrong. It wasn't wrong, beloved. But it was a mistake not to tell yourself the truth about what you were seeing and to allow yourself to believe that what you were seeing was going to change. It was a mistake, beloved, to deny your intuition. There were some things that as a woman you could mm-hmm. feel and sense, and you denied that because you wanted it to change. You wanted to believe, and that was a mistake, not wrong. Not wrong at all. And here's the big mistake. Here's the big mistake. Accepting less than you wanted. That's the mistake.
Yes, definitely.
Wasn't wrong, but because you wanted to be chosen, you wanted somebody to choose you as the youngest who'd never been married, and here comes Boo Boo the Fool, and he's choosing you. So you act like he wasn't Boo Boo the Fool.
That's true.
And it's not that you're breaking it off. It's not that you're leaving. It's that you're choosing you. You are going to choose you.
Yes.
Yeah. So you didn't do anything wrong, but you did make some mistakes. Oops. I made some mistakes. Oops. Let me forgive myself. Write it down. Make a note to the file so that I don't never do that again. Oops. Made a mistake. Oops.
Yes, that is the truth. That is so true. I really thank you for this. I already knew what I had to do.
Oops. Oops. I made a mistake. I've been dating a man for 2.5 years who has not introduced me to his children. And he wants to marry me. Oops. I made a mistake.
Yes.
I dated a man for 2 years who never asked to meet my children. Oops. I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I denied my intuition when it showed me things and told me things about this person. Oops, I made a mistake when I prayed and asked for clarity, got the clarity, and then was disobedient. Oops, I made a mistake when I didn't choose me when he called and I went running to him to do the same thing over and over. Wash, rinse, repeat. Oops, I made a mistake. Okay, I got it. Now I'm choosing me. Now I'm choosing me. So you don't, if you choose you,
yes.
When he calls, choose you. And do you choose to drive 2.5 hours to go to spend your money, to go to a hotel, to go shopping in the mall? The hotel money you could use for shopping in your hometown. Why you got to go to another city to shop?
Yes.
I'm choosing me. I don't need to go to another dinner. I don't need to stay in another hotel. I don't need to spend any more money when I know what I've seen and what I've heard and what I feel. I'm choosing me, and I'm choosing to be happy. I'm choosing to be content. I'm choosing to take care of myself. Oops, I made a mistake. That's it. Simple.
Yes, I could definitely do that.
Okay. Okay, beloved.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day, and I appreciate it.
You too, beloved. All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
There's something that people rarely consider when they love someone. In fact, they may think that loving that person matters more than loving themselves. And we want to demonstrate or prove our love, very often we will give them permission, family members, mothers, fathers, children, siblings, we will give them permission to dishonor and disrespect us as a way we show them we love them. That will never turn out well for you. And that's exactly what my next caller is experiencing. Good morning and welcome to the R Spot. Now, what is your relationship challenge, issue, dilemma that we can discuss today?
Good morning, Lysianna. I'm calling because I moved my mom in about a year and a half ago to kind of help her financially. Some backstory. She's very conflicted. She's been in conflict with every member of our family. We were strained for a while, but 2 years ago, I wanted to maintain communication after having my daughter. And she would always complain about her job in New York and not having a 401k and health. So despite knowing her past, knowing our conflict, knowing that she can get violent at times when I hold her accountable, you know, my fiance and I still moved her in to help her financially temporarily. We had a plan in place. We spoke about it. But now we're a year and a half in. And she has not made any progress financially. She's shopping. I've given up my daughter's room. I'm now 8 months pregnant. You know, we've done everything we could. We asked for no money at all. We really wanted to help her, but it's getting to a point now where it's putting a strain on, you know, my family that we're trying to grow. And we've ignored a lot. You know, we've given her a lot of room to progress. I got her a job at my job, but I'm just struggling because I'm her only child. She's always put that guilt on me that, you know, I'm all she has. And, you know, I don't know what to do as a older woman. Like, I'm 34 years old, she's 56, and I think it's time she just be a little bit more responsible for herself, but I'm stuck because at the end of the day, she is my mom and I am her only child. So I don't know what to do.
Well, what do you want to do?
My gut is telling me that I tried to help someone that wasn't even trying to help themselves. Mm. And I think I feel like it's time that I do what my dad did for me. You know, when he finally said no, when I was becoming an adult, you know, that helped me get myself together. So I want to say, you know, mom, it's, you know, 30, 60 days, like it's time for you to find your own place and, you know, get on your own 2 feet. It's just I'm afraid to. because I just know how she can blow up. I just know how, you know, and I just don't want anyone to kind of be alone in this world. But at some point, like, she has to be accountable for herself. So I'm just afraid to.
Do you think that your mother is capable of taking care of herself?
I think she is. It's just that no one has ever really held her to that standard, so she's never really had to. She was living in New York with my grandmother because of my mom's like anger issues and violent tendencies. She moved out of that house, so I think she is very capable of getting on her own. She just needs to actually do the work, right, and put herself in a better position.
Did I hear you say she can get violent?
Yeah, only with me. I didn't grow up with her. From 5 to 16, she moved to New York. I was in Trinidad. And when I moved in with her at 16, I was well equipped with like communication and emotional maturity from my aunt. So I really tried to have certain conversations with her. But that to her is like the worst thing I can possibly do as her child. So every time I try to speak with her about getting herself together or getting help mentally, et cetera, she really blows up. And that's why our communication has been strained. When my first daughter was born 4 years ago, still tried to loop her in, still tried to have a relationship with her. And one conversation went left and she just started punching the back of my car seat. And I remember just thinking to myself, I don't want my daughter to see what I saw growing up, her fighting with all her siblings, fighting with every friend she's ever had, fighting with her own mother, my grandmother. It's like, I don't want my daughter to see that. So because she lives in our home, the first time she tried to like storm at me with a closed fist when my fiance and my daughter was out of the house, I shut down. I cut communication. I don't really speak to her, even though she's in my home. It's just the pleasantries of being a Caribbean child. Good morning. Do you need anything from the store? Good night. And that's it. Because I'm afraid, I just don't want my daughter to see that. So there's that aspect of it too.
You've said this word afraid at least 5 times in 5 minutes. So that's one time a minute.
Yeah.
What is the fear?
You know, like I said, I didn't grow up with her. I grew up with extended family or sometimes even strangers just for the sole purpose of me getting a good education in Trinidad. So I know what it's like to be without family. And I know that she's been somewhat of an outcast. I mean, of course, because of her own actions as an adult. But it's like we have such a small family. It's literally maybe about 5 or 6 of us. You know, I don't want her to be alone in this world. I don't want to impose that on someone else when I know what that feels like as a child. I want to be able to live my life and give my daughters what I didn't have. But does that have to come at the cost of me abandoning my mother? Because it feels like I'm abandoning her.
Are you aware that you did not answer the question that I asked you? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, possibly.
I asked you, what is the fear?
I'm sorry.
Take a breath. Take your time.
My fear is...
Start with this. I'm afraid that...
I'm afraid that she feels like I've given up on her, and I'm just afraid to hurt her.
Have you given up on her?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's the truth. I've given up on trying to help someone who doesn't seem to want to help themselves, who's creating disruption in my home, someone that is potentially harmful to me, to my children. So yeah, I've given up on her. Can you be okay with the fact that you've given up on someone who doesn't seem to be committed to supporting, helping, elevating themselves? Can you be okay with that? Don't make it about your mother. Make it about another woman that you're trying to support.
Funny, because I've heard you say that on a past podcast and that stuck with me, but I guess because I had that mother void for close to 11 years in my prime childhood, it's like, you know, I still want to see her as my mom versus separating the mother from the woman, right? And it's crazy because I think I'm actually...
Hold on 1 second. I get that some of this is cultural. I get that. But you're trying to give her what she didn't give you. I heard you say that you didn't grow up with her. You grew up with other family members, sometimes strangers. So you're trying to give her what she didn't give you.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yes, ma'am. I can see that.
Did she ask you to give it to her?
No, she never asked for my help.
But you being the only child, that's her choice.
Yeah.
She chose to have a child that she didn't raise. That was her choice. I think that you are attending a cultural and emotional university, and that's called making shit up. MSU. Making shit up. Okay, that's what you that's what you're doing right now. You're making up that because you're her only child, you're responsible for her. You're making up that if you don't take care of her, it won't get done. You're making up that she has a problem being alone. You're making shit up. And sacrificing yourself and your children in the process. Let me say that a little nicer. Let me not be rude since we're talking about your mother. You're making stuff up.
Yeah, I created this story in my mind, yeah.
Yeah. And you, it's not you, the grown adult woman. It's the little girl that didn't have a mommy. So now you're parenting her.
Yeah.
And acting like you got to put up with all manner of wahala and conflomeration to make her somehow love you.
Yeah.
You want to love her more than she showed she'd loved you.
I think I was just in some way, shape, or form seeking permission to just sit with her and my fiance and say it's time for her to leave. That's been the hardest.
Yeah, because it's not the grown 34-year-old woman with a partner and a child 8 months pregnant. That's not who's sitting with her. It's the 6 or 7-year-old who wanted her mommy. So you're making up that she wants her daughter the way you wanted your mommy.
Yeah.
So you've given up on her, not because she's not worthwhile or worthy, not because you don't love her and care about her. You've given up on her because your efforts to support her that weren't requested are not turning out the way you wanted them to turn out.
Yeah.
That she would flourish and blossom and y'all would go get your nails and toes done together and she'd be a great grandma and blah, blah, blah. Whatever other crazy meant you made up.
You're absolutely right.
So what do we do now? We'll talk about that right after this break.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the R-Spot. Let's get back to the conversation. You know, sometimes people simply don't know how to manage themselves. And if they don't know how to manage themselves, the only way they will learn is to be confronted with their mismanagement. But you can't get in her head and think for her. Here's the bottom line. This is all you have to worry about. You moved your mother into your home from a place of loving care and concern. Is that accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
You had an agreement that she would be there for how long? What was the agreement?
For 1 year.
For 1 year. And she didn't have to pay anything. And within that 1 year, her agreement or her understanding, your understanding, was that she would get herself together financially, that she would pay down some debt, and that she would be prepared to stand on her own. Is that accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
So here we are a year and a half later, and she hasn't lived up to her end of the agreement. Period. Doesn't matter if it's your mother, the mailman, a stranger you picked up at the homeless shelter. It doesn't matter. The agreement has been violated. So you get to either renegotiate that agreement or bring it to an end.
The adult in me is saying, I've been taken advantage of and my daughter deserves better. And it's time I just...
No, that's not the adult. That's not the adult. That's the teenager. That's the teenager. That's the 14, 15-year-old. She's not my friend. Look how she's treating me. I'm doing everything for her and she's not doing nothing for me. That's the teenager. Because the adult would say, get your stuff together or get the hell out my house. Raise your hand to me and I'm going to show you something new. That's what the adult would say.
Ooh.
Because adults take responsibility for themselves. And what you're dealing with is a belligerent teenager expecting her to act like an adult.
Yeah. So
your teenager is bumping up against her teenager. Only teenagers raise their hand and pound on people in this playground when they don't get their way, and only other teenagers run from other teenagers when they do that. So we got to grow you all the way up. This is not working. And I am so aware you didn't ask me for any help. I wanted to help you, but the help that I wanted to give you, obviously you don't want. This isn't working. You got 30 days to be out of here. And if you're not out in 30 and 31, I will remove your property. Period.
Mm.
That's what an adult would do. Because it's not kind and loving to you or the child that you're carrying or to your other daughter. You see, you're pregnant and you're stressed out with your mother. What are you teaching the baby you're carrying? What is that baby marinating in? So now when you at 13, when that child is 10, 11, 12, 13, and you're having problems with that child, it'll come right back to this. That child is marinating in discord between mother and daughter. That's what your baby is marinating in. Can you see that?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't mean to be stern with you, but my personal philosophy is secure the children first. That's my personal philosophy. So when I see people doing crazy meant to cause harm to the children, I'm coming for you. So forgive me.
No, I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. I thought I was, you know, trying to break some type of generational curse, you know. She was having issues with her mom, my grandmother. I've had these issues with her over these years. You know, I just didn't want my daughters to see that as a standard. But I'm realizing this is a different situation. I'm creating this story, like you said, and I really just need to see it for what it is and stand up for myself and my family.
And not only did you mention afraid, I've got now 7 times, you said don't want. You said don't want 13 times. So you keep affirming what you don't want. I don't want her to be alone. I don't want her to this. I don't want her to think. I don't want her. I don't want her. And that's what you're creating. You're creating the very thing you don't want.
Mm.
What if she set you up? What if she has a belief, nobody wants me, I'm a problem, nobody's there for me? What if that's her belief system? So what she will do, if that's her belief system, is she'll go around creating experiences and situations to prove that she's right. Because that's what she's making up.
Mm.
So she's made that up in her mind, and now she set you up to give her evidence to prove what she believes is true. Nobody wants me. Nobody's there for me. I'm all alone in the world. Blah, 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 blah. And she just set you up to prove it, because now you got to put her out because of her derelict behavior. And some of it is cultural. I get that. And I respect that.
My question to you is, you know, once I do that, because our counselor is on board, my fiance is on board, he supports me with that decision. How do I deal with the relationship after that? Do I just give it to God and just leave it alone? Or, you know, do I
go
try
to therapy? Go to therapy. That's how you deal with it.
Got it.
Go to therapy to figure out and grow that little girl up that is still hurt and broken and wounded that her mommy didn't want her. Because that's what you're working with.
While raising daughters.
Yeah, okay. Go to the mirror and pluck yourself in the head. Wake up. Here's another thing that I want you to consider. By continuing to engage her in this dysfunctional behavior, you're holding her to the limitations that she's placed on herself.
Mm.
You're treating her as if she can't do better. And so you have to rescue her. And as long as you rescue her, she won't do better. She'll stay in the limitation. Does that make sense?
It does. I see that cycle in her life. My grandmother was that person before I was. I can see that.
Well, your mother's really powerful. She gets what she wants, and she sucks other people into it. And I'm not talking bad about your mother. I'm looking at a grown adult woman, a mother and a grandmother, who's not occupying her space, who's not occupying her space in her life as a mother and a grandmother. And this is how you behave? Really? Are you willing for her to be angry with you?
Yes.
Okay. I give myself permission to allow my mother to be upset with me. I want to hear you say that.
I give myself permission to allow my mother to be upset with me.
Take a breath. I give myself permission to realize it is not my responsibility to take care of my mother.
I give myself permission that it is not my responsibility to take care of my mother.
And not that as a child, you know, because it's also cultural for us. As Caribbeans, as Latin, as people of color, that we do care for our elderly. And it would be different if she were sick or incapacitated. But she's shopping. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Does she buy food?
Once in a while.
You need to give yourself permission to stop being an enabler.
Yeah.
Because you're enabling her to remain unaccountable and irresponsible in her own life. It doesn't matter where she lives. If she's 50-something years old and she's in debt, she doesn't have a place to call her own. I don't. That probably means she's not in any kind of relationship. She's disrespectful to her mother. What? You're supporting her in being unaccountable and irresponsible. I want to encourage you that, you know, you get really solid within yourself before you have the conversation. That means you have to be okay with the possibility that your mother may be in a shelter or on the street or in a single room occupancy hotel, that you get real solid and comfortable, not comfortable, but aware of the fact that she's going to be angry with you, that your daughter won't see her. You may not see her. She may not speak. You got to walk through all of that in your mind before you have the conversation. Because if you go into that conversation with your mom, if you make the request of her to leave and you're not solid, she's going to eat you alive. You will be lunch. So you go to your counselor, because that's much more than we can do here in the time that we have allotted. But you deal with the fear, and you talk to your counselor about the little girl parenting her mother. And like I said, don't do anything until you're ready. Because if you try to do this with her and you're not solid in yourself, she's going to eat you up. Because that's the game she plays.
Thank you, Ms.
Okay. Tell me something you know now that you didn't know when you called.
It's just hard to say out loud. It's hard to accept. I've been helping someone.
No, I want you to say it.
I've been helping someone.
Go ahead, say it again.
I've been helping a woman that never asked me for help, number one. Number two, I've been operating out of a lesser version or a younger version of myself versus a grown woman, a fiance, a wife, and a mother. And I've been allowing someone to violate their word, not honor, but not respect what we've been trying to do for them.
No, that makes it about them. I want you to keep this on you.
It needs to be about me. Got it.
That I have given someone permission to violate their word with me, to dishonor an agreement they made with me. I've given someone permission to dishonor and disrespect me.
Yeah, I've given someone permission to repeatedly, actually, verbally and physically disrespect me and my household. And I'm not willing to do that.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not choosing that anymore. Choice is your power. Make the choice. Make the choice.
That was good. Thank you, Natalia.
Okay, my darling. Let me know how you make out. Happy baby.
Thank you. Will do. Have a blessed day.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye. And it's this whole concept of helping my family. I'm helping my family. Sometimes a person hasn't asked for help, and we jump in giving them what we think they need to be helped. Here is a note to file. Write it down. You cannot help someone who didn't ask for help. You can't help somebody that didn't ask for help, because the thing you think they need may not be what they see that they need, think they need, feel that they need. And you trying to help them get that thing will always blow up in your face. But here's the big part. It does not help anybody when you dishonor, disrespect yourself. That's not helping somebody. To diminish, demean, dishonor, disrespect yourself, to lift somebody else up. There's an old African proverb that says this: be careful who you lift, because it puts you on the bottom. And if you're lifting too much weight, the weight of somebody that didn't ask for your help, don't want to be helped, you're going to get crushed. I hope this has been helpful to someone. And if you have a question about this or any other relationship issue, you can call me live at 775-307-7768. Now be sure to follow me on social media for all of the call-in times. And until then, stay in peace and not pieces. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.